Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Aaron Carty is with me, the well-known mezzo-soprano and messer. Welcome, good morning. See the way I did that now? Got you. And you're not alone. You weren't allowed out on your own, I noticed this morning.
They don't allow
that. No, well, that's probably wise. And that is because Polly Graham is with me. Polly, welcome.
Thank you.
You are the director of Cosy Fan Twitty, which is touring the country. Now, firstly, you're already, Polly, if I can come to you for a sec, you're steeped in this stuff anyway, because you're like a circus child, aren't you? You were born and reared in this world.
Well, I was brainwashed from an early age, it's true. Yeah.
Because your folks were involved in... tell us people what did it.
Well, my parents are not really theatre people, but... my dad is a very willful person, and he built an opera house in our garden when I was about 12. And then he started staging The Ring Cycle by Richard Wagner, and we're actually currently staging our third Ring Cycle by Richard Wagner at my parents' festival. So yeah,
and it's called.
Loughborough Festival Opera.
Yeah, so the garden is fairly sizable.
Well, it was a field, let's say.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm getting to. But you learnt literally from a very early age what all this is about in theatre.
Yeah, totally.
And shows and how you put them on and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So that's a hell of an introduction for...
Well, irresponsible, I'd say, because it's quite difficult to have a different job if you get brainwashed and learn to fall in love with that kind of... music from an early age.
Sure, yeah, but it's also quite wonderful to have that opportunity when you're small.
No, it's wonderful.
I think it's quite fun. I think your folks should be thanked, in fairness. Miss Carty, no such beginnings for you.
No, you probably know I took a completely different route. I used to be a PE teacher before...
Exactly.
Taking a jump sideways,
But again, I love the fact that you can change direction because it feels right or the circumstances present themselves. Whatever it is, someone says, "Do you know what? You'd be very good because." And I just think that's
It all comes down to teachers. I had an amazing music teacher in school,
We need more opera singers who used to be PE teachers because they need to be able to move.
This one's full of beans. I've seen her perform. It's full of beans. It's Cosy Fan Twitty. Now it's the Irish National Opera again. Mozart's Cosy Fan Twitty. It's in Italian with English surtitles.
Absolutely.
Now, it's going to be everywhere, based on what I can see. The list is phenomenal.
Yeah. Cork, Galway,
Limerick.
Wexford,
Dublin. Yeah. There's absolutely no excuse for not getting to this.
The phrase is
whatsoever.
No escape, Sharon. I think it's the phrase I'd be looking for. It's unbelievable. Because you're starting on the 19th of
May,
and that is in Wexford National Opera House. And you're going Limerick, Dublin, Gaiety Theatre, Galway Leisureland, which is a great... that's a concert performance.
Yeah.
Just because people need to know that.
And Limerick is a concert performance as well.
Is it as well?
Yeah.
And you're doing
in
the Cork Opera House as well, which finishes on the 2nd of June.
Yeah.
Okay, so talk to me about Cosy Fan Twitty. Now, the thing about this is, it is controversial in its own way. Who wants to take this? Because, let's turn to Polly, said Sharon, by pointing.
Defer to her.
I think it's controversial. The clue's in the title. Cosy Fan Twitty in Italian is Italian for something like all women do this. So the title assumes...
It's cheeky, isn't it? Yeah.
It assumes authority, it assumes the right to judge women and to say they all behave in one way and that the way they behave is, not good. But actually, it's totally hypocritical because the story's about two guys who pretend to be different men to test the fidelity of their girlfriends. And of course, they all kind of get into bed with each other and then the guys judge.
After nine,
yeah, exactly.
After nine.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, you're fine. You're fine. But I love the heading that I saw for it. It says six people, one wage, or multiple partner swapping, and lots of deceit. I think we're all going now.
Yeah, totally.
What more do you need for an opera? I mean, that's a recipe for success.
But again, I've always had this thing. To me, opera is about enjoyment. It was the music of the people, and we need to take it as such.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always about a big drama.
Absolutely.
Rarely ending well. So, isn't that the...
But this is a comedy, so...
Yes.
I'm hoping that the women are going to come out winning.
Yes.
You're writing your own ending, are you?
No, It's all there. It's all there in the text.
I know. And the point about it is, too, that you have a huge cast. Yeah. This is interesting because of the, how many days you're doing. Now, I've tried to figure it out. Oh, yeah, here we go. Miss Carty.
Yes.
You are appearing.
I feel a hard question coming up.
No. I'm just going to tell you when you're appearing. It's only, you're on the 19th, 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th afternoon, 29th, 31st of May and 2nd of June.
Yeah, no problem.
Based on what I can see, you're pretty much, maybe Anna Devon is doing the same as you. You look like you're doing more than anybody, I think.
So there's,
huge.
There's two casts. Yes. So we have six shows in Dublin, so they're on six consecutive nights. So that necessitates, obviously, having two separate casts.
Yeah.
So there's another wonderful cast who are doing the three alternate dates in Cork. And then we have the same cast then, myself, Anna, Dean, Ben, Magella and John.
I know, and I see, but Dr. Malloy, of course.
We're not going to be able to keep straight faces.
No,
I have to get all my giggling out of the way in the next 4 weeks so that we won't, you know, be falling around the place.
John Malloy is Don Alfonso. I love John because you hear him before you see him, obviously.
and he's the most beautiful speaking voice as well as having this incredible operatic voice. You're like, yeah.
Hasn't he?
Yeah.
Could do radio.
He could do radio. Watch out, Marty.
No, I think we're all right. One of the things about this is, and I think this is important too, it's the full dress, it's the full show.
Yeah.
And I think it's important that people know that too. I noticed concert performances, I noticed mm-hmm. two of those. But in terms of the other ones, they are full dress. So we get the full treatment.
You get the full treatment, you get full new production, quite a rich take on a kind of classic opera.
How do you bring you to it, Polly? How do you, when you come to something like this, what do you do that pollies it?
To poly it, I read it and I listen to it and I think about all the other things it makes me think of. So,
yes,
like
yeah.
Dangerous Liaison, A Doll's House by Henrik Ibsen.
Yes.
For me, I was very interested in this novel by J.G. Farrell, Troubles, and they all go into the mix, a big mixing pot. There's tons of other references, and then they kind of come out the other end in an exciting way.
She's quite frightening, isn't she?
Yeah, I'm so excited, though. Like, this is going to be my fourth production of Cousy.
Are you
serious?
Like,
it's 7 or 8 years since the last one. But,
right, yeah.
Like, obviously, that's the amazing thing about opera. You know, you go to a cinema and see a film, and you don't want to know what happens at the end because
sure.
it kind of ruins the experience. But knowing the plot and knowing what happens at the end of an opera is totally fine, because if you go and see a new production, then it's a completely different set of kind of ideas and a process that, you know, a group of people have gone through through 4 or 5 weeks or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited to see what Polly has in store for us in terms of
the
intrigue.
It's what a director brings, a completely
yeah.
different take on something you know, because you know the story, but it's a completely different take on it.
Exactly.
Is it time for Suave the El Vento?
It's always time for Suave the El Vento.
I think it may well be. Now, wait, because I want to play a little bit of Sharon Cajurian as well. We don't have you doing it, though. We don't.
Not yet.
I'd say, will you accept Montserrat Caballé just on the basis that
this time, yeah.
No, she's not here to complain.
Sadly.
there it is. That's music from Suavisi il Vento, music from Mozart. And just that's Mozart Caballé, by the way, with the orchestra of the Royal Operas. And I have Polly Graham with me, director of Cosi Fan Tutti, and Sharon Carter, who's the mezzo soprano. The dates, just to remind you again, and we will put them up on our webpage, Friday 19th of May, and then there's a gap. In other words, there's a day off and a day on, blah, 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 blah. 21st of May in Limerick, 23rd of May in Dublin. Actually, the Gaiety Theatre is May 23rd, May 24th, May 25th, May 26th. That's and the 27th. And the, yeah, 27th. There's an afternoon. You're doing the afternoon, yeah. Are you in the Gaiety? Okay. And then will you do the following day or something? Or?
No, so then we have the...
You're not doing the night as well, sure.
No, the other cast are doing the evening performance.
And then it's off to Leisureland for the concert, Cork Opera House, which is the full
thing.
Kitten kaboom.
Yeah.
And the Cork Opera House on the 31st of May and the 2nd of June. You'd need to put that up somewhere.
Yeah. And just to say as well, you can book tickets on irishnational.ie and check out their social media.
INO.ie. In terms of everybody, like, it's a cast of thousands, like a caravan, you lot.
Yeah.
I expect this time. Do you all, I'm just curious, this is nosy Parker time now. Do you all kind of travel together, or how has this all worked? Because it's a bit of a marathon. Because you're coming and going, forget the Gaiety, because the Gaiety's all in one place, but all the other places.
Yeah, well, I think Ireland is quite small as well, so there's, you know, there's kind of not a massive drive on any of them. I don't know, I think people probably just do their own thing.
Yeah. I've got another question for you. Do you rehearse together? All the cast.
So we're kicking off with just Sharon's cast, and then the additional cast are coming on week three. So once we've built the bones of the show,
they get to see this cast.
Then everyone gets to kind of jump in and jump out in a.
So it could be Jealousy City.
It won't be Jealousy City because everyone is fabulous.
You see,
no,
you don't want it to be.
No, they're all very lovely colleagues.
Of course, I know everyone's lovely, but the fact remains.
There's literally no time for any of that. It's just going to be a military operation.
Said the director, looking at me in a funny way, askance. But the fact remains, it is, no matter what we do in life, there's bound to be certain, you know, people going, "Oh, I can do it better than that. I can give more welly than you." I believe.
But the thing that's so wonderful
about
us, not
in this cast, obviously.
I mean, I say is that you can never get it right. We're all constantly looking for a way to do it. But there is no perfection. We're always just finding a response to it that works for us in that moment.
Yes.
And it will always be changing. So I think we're going to start with that approach and
100%.
Yeah.
That's a very good approach. And it's very political and beautifully put.
But it also is such an ensemble opera. Like, there's six people in it. And, you know, everyone has two arias. And, like, it's much more of an ensemble aria than, say, a Puccini, where you have, two, like, rival sopranos and a tenor kind of, vying for a relationship. It's just, it's an ensemble. And no one's more important than anyone else.
And if I may say something, a huge number of these cast members are Irish.
Yes,
The vast majority.
Yeah, I think we just have two Italian guys in the other cast. So that's otherwise everyone else is Irish.
Let me guess.
Homegrown.
Let me guess. Would Gianluca Magheri, would he be Italian by any chance?
That would give it away now.
I'm guessing.
I believe he's Italian. Yes.
we struck gold on that one. Isn't it interesting though? Honestly, Polly, from our point of view, being Irish, to have such talent and such a large group of talented people who can venture into the world of Cosi Fan Tutti.
It's amazing. It's incredible to jump into this world and just be surrounded by a culture where singing is so valued.
Yes.
I live in Wales and actually it's very similar there. That just like singing is a birthright in the way that, to be honest, in England and other parts of the UK, just isn't the case. And that's kind of relating to like music education and cuts in funding. But because in Wales and probably in Ireland as well, there's just an inherent culture of singing as part of a wider cultural project. It's owned by people in a completely different way, and it's so fabulous.
Yeah, I think it says an awful lot, way above our weight for the size.
Exactly.
Will you record? I was going to play something from Sharon just to finish us off today. Are you going to record it?
Oh, God,
know.
I'm so sorry. We don't know that.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
Come back to us on that.
Yeah.
Because then I could play you singing.
Yeah. Right. Well, we'll tell Fergus and Diego that and we'll come back to you.
Somebody else went on to know, are you going to be performing it in modern dresses, Tess?
Oh, get that question a lot. No.
Well, I'm glad we've explored that
Simple answer.
The director's favourite question.
It's going to be a really exciting costume and era, I think.
Yeah, okay, that's interesting, yeah. Well, it's fun, if you want to find out, go see it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I know you're probably thinking, don't play Greensleeves. I recorded that ages ago. But I'll give them a little taste of it.
Just go for it.
Is that okay?
Of course, go for
it. Just to take us, you know. The point is, I have it here, and I don't like you coming in and not playing something by you. And Polly's going to play her.
My lute.
Piano, whatever.
Joke.